This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does, and it works with a lethal tip. Check them out, froglube.com. Where's my Christmas spots at? Where are they? There's one right there. Probably been hearing this.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Joining me by way of Bigfoot Gun Belts and Alien Gear Holsters is the editor, one of the editors, the best writer out there, Sam Huber. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I like those spots. I tried to get Mo to tell me who does them. She couldn't tell me. Trade secret or something, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway. Right now, the new thing that everybody is talking about is everybody wants to see national reciprocity. Except
just deep.
In a lot of ways, though, I mean, like in my state, I think my permit is recognized by 35 states. I almost have national reciprocity. And you just wrote a reciprocity guide to the new handgun owner or total novice. Let's talk about why knowing where you have that reciprocal agreement is important, shall we?
Absolutely.
A lot of times people get on the road and start traveling. What is it that they fail to look at if they're going to carry their gun? I know you know the answer to that one.
Well, often enough, they fail to look at what other states honor their handgun permit. Granted, in some parts of the country, you're pretty safe. Now, for instance, the upper Midwest, for the most part, you know, you're going to be okay there. But in some other parts of the country, not so much, especially not in New England. And here out on the West Coast, it's also a little bit dodgy because a few states out here are not really too amenable to concealed carry. California, for instance, we don't need to go into it. And then also the state of Oregon. It's fine if you're a resident, they're okay. If they don't reciprocate or recognize anybody else's, you know, any other state's handgun permit. So that's the big thing. If you're going on any sort of lengthy road trip, you need to be aware of what states reciprocate with or recognize your handgun permit. Otherwise, you can get yourself in really big trouble. There are, and I can't tell you how many get on the internet, do a search. I can't tell you how many people get in trouble for, really innocent, what would be innocent mistakes. Like, there was a famous case of one gentleman, I forget his name, but he had a shotgun in his truck, which I believe the guy in question was from like North Carolina or somewhere around there, but somewhere a bit further down south. And he had a shotgun in his truck, which, you know, not even loaded or anything, which not really a big a deal, not really a big deal in most states. However, he went up to New Jersey to do a bit of work.
Was this the cable contractor, the cable TV contractor?
Something like that, yeah. I believe that was it. And then he was looking. Yeah, and he was looking, and last time I read into any of this, he was looking at a substantial jail sentence. And there have been other instances as well. You know, unfortunately, this isn't too unheard of. So if you're going on any sort of road trip and you carry, you need to be aware of what states your handgun permit is going to be valid in. Additionally, you also need to be aware of what the carry policies are, because some states will allow you to have your, you know, with a permit, they'll allow you to have a loaded gun on. Other states won't. Some states, if you're going to have a loaded gun in the car, it has to be in it can't be concealed. It has to be easily visible. Other states, they don't care if you hide a loaded gun in the car. There are a few states where if you have a loaded gun in the car, or a loaded handgun in the car anyway, you don't even need to have a permit. But that said, those are things you really need to be aware of in case you're going to be traveling either for pleasure or for.
What happens if I was coming around there and hanging out with you guys and accidentally fell into Oregon? What are the penalties for me having a gun going into Oregon? Because I've never heard any of the horror stories about Oregon.
Oh, it would depend. As with so much in law enforcement, it may depend on exactly who you run into, what officers you run into, but the penalty could be the penalty could actually be pretty stiff. Usually, when it comes, usually firearms offenses like that, carrying an illegally concealed weapon, that can easily become a felony, and you can easily be looking at a couple of years. Even if it's an innocent mistake.
But nothing like it is in New Jersey, though, huh?
No, they're a little bit harsh. New Jersey is one of the harsher gun control states. I mean, they're famous for having a Republican governor, but as we've seen time and time again, just because party affiliation doesn't necessarily guarantee, you know, being the greatest friend of the gun rights lobby. Not to say that Chris Christie isn't, but you get what I mean. And New Jersey is really harsh.
There are numerous, I mean, I've got an app on my phone that tells me where my permit is good. And there's numerous ways to keep up with who you have reciprocal agreements with. But a lot of people don't do that, do they?
Some people do, some people don't. If you're really new to this, you know, to concealed carrying and so on, it could be something that you might easily overlook. And the reality is that a lot of the educational materials that, you know, you can easily find online, like you go to Alien Gear, the Alien Gear blog or Bigfoot Gun Belts blog, we put a lot of stuff on there, you know, for good reason. It's so people can learn about these things.
Right.
But, you know, it's not necessarily made instantly available to everybody when they first get their permit. You know, it's something they either find out on their own or, unfortunately, some people may wind up finding out the hard way by doing something by accidentally doing something illegal that they had no idea was prohibited.
Right.
And granted, I hope I can do my part to keep that from happening, but it can happen.
I'm going to put the link to this article in the show notes for this hour, and we'll that will be out there. But my guest this hour is Sam Huber. When we get back, we're going to talk about knowing when to shoot someone in self-defense. That is a very important part of concealed carry if you have to draw your weapon. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, it works in a way you need to coat that metal with Frog Lube. Check them out at froglube.com. Joining me again, from The Perch, where he writes all the good stuff at Alien Gear Holsters blog, is Sam Huber. Sam, now you wrote an article the other day. Now, a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of new concealed carriers that would probably be looking at that reciprocity listing that you put up would be very concerned about the possibility of actually having to pull that weapon and shoot somebody. And let's talk about that.
Right. So the thing is, under most self-defense laws, now they vary a little bit from state to state, but there are some, you know, there are a lot of general, or there are a lot of things in common with every state's law. So in the most general sense, you are really only justified in shooting if you are facing an imminent threat of loss of life or of crippling injury, and you have no other choice but to shoot.
Right.
That's generally it. There are a few variations on the theme. There are, depending on this, it depends on your state laws. So, if you start concealed carrying, make sure you check out your state's laws. Know those. You really have to. But, there can be some variations on a theme. You may have a duty to retreat. You may not. You may be able to use force to intercede in the commission of a felony. Like, for instance, if you're in a bank and somebody starts to rob the place, you may be able to pull your gun and shoot in that instance. You might not. Depends on your state law. But essentially, you have to be facing an active and imminent threat. And the person posing the threat, the most commonly used terminology is ability, opportunity, and jeopardy. The person posing the threat has to have the ability to kill you or severely injure you. They have to have the opportunity. In other words, they need to be able to do it. Like, for instance, say you have a hypothetical man with a gun. Now, if hypothetical other man with a gun has his gun holstered and is a couple hundred yards away, he's not really going to have the opportunity to do you harm. However, if a hypothetical person with a gun has it out and is, say, 20 feet away, that's opportunity. And lastly is jeopardy, which is, kind of goes along with the other two, but more or less they have to be actively engaged in the act or the beginnings of the act of killing or injuring you. Those are the most, those are the most common criteria. So, in short, you have to be facing a very real and incipient threat to your life or a serious injury to yourself or to another person if you happen to be defending, a loved one or a person on the street.
Well, let me ask you a few questions, which I sort of know the answer to already, but I want to get your take on them. I have had open heart surgery. I have a divot on my chest, which is now what used to be a solid breastbone, is scar tissue. If I'm involved in a hand-to-hand fight and I get punched in the chest, there's a chance my chest comes apart. If my chest comes apart, the left side is going to lacerate my heart as it goes by because it's going to spring open like it's on a, like a hinge. And I'm going to be in duress, and just a regular fist fight for me all of a sudden becomes a disparity of force situation. So where does that fall for me?
That would be pretty tricky, and yeah. First off, I would definitely get some advice from. I would talk to a lawyer or a police officer if you have the opportunity to get a legal professional's take on it.
Right.
I'm not a lawyer or a cop, so take this with that grain of salt. That being said, since there is that disparity of force, that would mean that a person that is initiating a fist fight with you, if you aren't an aggressor in any way, shape, or form, you haven't picked the fight, you haven't tried, you know, you've tried to get out of fighting this person, you have made it clear, I don't want anything to do with this, leave me alone. And they're continuing to, pursue the matter. You may very well have justification there because, whether a person has justification or not is something that's established after the fact.
Yeah.
But
that's really the conundrum, isn't it? About when and under what circumstances. There's rules. There's the law about bodily harm, injury, death, and then there's the. And you wrote an excellent article, by the way, that says you do not have any sort of compelling law that forces you to shoot to save somebody else. I did that as part of a show not very recently. So really, truly, it all comes down to training and what you know and all the familiarity, doesn't it? I mean, somebody's going to carry a gun once they get the alien gear holstered gun and everything else. They need to start training, but they got to look at the law, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. The amount of legal trouble you can get into when it comes to doing anything with a gun can be pretty substantial. If you shoot a person in an unjustified manner, you can go to prison for murder. In fact, people have. For instance, look up the case of Marcus Karma, who was a homeowner in Missoula, Montana.
I tell you what, let's get into that. We'll get into that case. We're coming up on the break. I want you to tell that case because I know that one. I'm familiar with that one. That is a very good example. Alien Gear Holsters. You can find Sam's work at aliengearholsters.com blog. We'll be right back. To talk more concealed carry, this is Lock and Load.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. And for those of you out there with the holiday feelings.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at aliengearholsters.com.
Yeah. Joining me again from Alien Gear Holsters is Sam Huber. You were getting ready to tell us about a case. Please go ahead.
Oh, yeah, the Marcus Parma case. So this occurred a couple years ago in Missoula, Montana. So actually not too far away from where I'm at. So it's a gentleman named Marcus Parma. His house had been broken into a couple times, and he got fed up with it. And so he installed some security equipment, but then he took to actually sitting in his kitchen with a loaded shotgun at night, just waiting for someone to break in. And at one point, he left his garage open, apparently intentionally. And a very young guy, exchange student from Germany, walked into the garage. Motion detector tripped, and he shot him four times, more or less point blank range with a shotgun. Even after, and in fact, the last shot was delivered after he was already down. Now, of course, he claimed self-defense, that, you know, he thought he was, you know, doing the best thing, you know, the best thing for himself and his family. The court did not see it that way. Instead, what seemed apparent was that he was not actually looking to defend himself. That was, he basically baited for an intruder and then shot it. So he practically went hunting for people.
Right.
And as a result, he was sentenced to, I believe he was actually given life, like 30 or 40 years to life.
Right.
And he's now serving a sentence. So the lesson there between regular self-defense and that incident is that it would appear that he sought out to have an intruder. It's not that somebody broke into the house while he and the wife and kids were at home and shot them when they appeared to be a threat. He waited for somebody to, you know, walk into an open garage and then shot them four times, you know, close up with a shotgun. That's pretty vindictive, and that's not really an instance of what would be justifiable self-defense. And as a result, he's serving time. So getting back to the initial topic of, you know, when you can shoot, that would not be an instance of where you can shoot, largely because all of the components that need to be in place for a self-defense shooting to be justifiable under law, none of them were there. And yeah, somebody broke in, okay, or somebody gained access to the dwelling, you know, without permission. Okay, yeah, that's true. But they weren't really posing anybody a threat, and it's not like he had even a chance to retreat. Just opened fire. That's really not the way it works. It's not the case that, it is not the case that you can shoot if you feel affronted or anything else. You have to be posed an immediate and real threat.
True. And it can't be, it can't all kick off. I mean, that case you're referencing is a very good case to think about, because that was more of an ambush, wasn't it? It wasn't really a self-defense incident. He would have been asleep, woken rudely.
Yeah,
then you got to let it stand on. But when you're laying in wait, that's not good, is it? That didn't look good. That didn't look good at all.
No,
it
really doesn't.
He probably got what he deserved. I mean, that's not something you can be doing. It's not something you can be doing. So
yeah, and it goes, you know, and it can go further than that. I, like, for instance, there was another recent case I read about. I wrote about it recently. It was a case from Ohio, I believe it was Ohio. This gentleman had two people came into his house, started an argument or a fist fight or something like that. He pulled a gun and they fled. He pursued outside his house and then shot and killed, or I don't know if they actually, I don't remember if one of them died, but he actually shot one of the two men that were fleeing. Actually, if I remember correctly, I believe the guy did die. And, he went up on trial and was convicted and has been, was sentenced to, I believe he got manslaughter for it. And the reason why was, he didn't shoot somebody who was trying to come in and rob him in his house. He successfully chased them away by drawing the gun, but then he gave chase and shot one. Clearly, at that point, there was no more threat. That was, that was vindictive. So that's something that some people don't really get the idea of, is that, yes, there's such a thing as a castle doctrine, and yes, there's such a thing as stand your ground, and yeah, you can legally conceal carry, but that doesn't mean that what that gives you is the impetus to defend yourself against a serious threat. if you need to. However, that does not give you the right to act as judge, jury, and executioner.
And 95% of the time, what happens, I mean, I've drawn a gun twice in self-defense, and they ran. And yeah. I holstered it just as fast as I had drawn it, because now, in South Carolina, when they turn tail and run, you're skating the line between a felony and self-defense. So, yeah.
Correct. Yeah. And that would, you know, and that would mostly apply, actually, that would mostly apply just about everywhere.
Right.
There are instances where someone has shot a fleeing robber and didn't face charges. For instance, there was a case earlier this year in Florida. Again, I forget the names involved, but I remember most of the particulars. A lady was alerted to a security alarm from her home security system.
Hang on to that point. We're about to go into the last break on the hour. We'll finish that up, and when we get back, I want to talk about your good article at Bigfoot Gun Belts about risk management, concealed carry and risk management.
Absolutely.
Be prepared for that when we get back. My guest this hour is Sam Huber of Alien Gear Holster Blog. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be.
Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah, it does. Check them out, froglube.com. My guest this hour from Alien Gear Holsters and Bigfoot Gun Belts is Sam Huber, writer extraordinaire, editor at large, all that other good stuff, all that writing. So plus he gets to carry guns. Hey, did you ever, it's been a couple of weeks, any closer to the next?
No, it's gonna have to wait a while. Yeah.
Well,
unfortunately,
nothing wrong with carrying
it's
that.
On the horizon.
Nothing wrong with carrying that 1911. Nothing at all.
Oh no, not at all.
Please pick it up where you were talking about, please, before I had to crudely interrupt you, and then we're going to move on to carry and risk management if we have the time to do that.
Oh, that's quite all right. So anyway, the case in question was in Florida. So the homeowner had a home security system which was tripped when a young man broke into her home. You know, petty robbery, petty burglary, that sort of thing. Anyway, she also had her concealed carry license. So she raced home after either calling authorities or, the authorities were notified. So she raced home. When she arrived, the burglar was, fleeing the premises. As soon as she got home, he bolted, made for the back door, and she shot him. And he died. And it actually got quite a bit of national media attention. It kind of I wish I actually remembered the names involved, but part of what got a lot of attention was an interview with some of his just family members got a certain amount of play. I believe somebody mentioned something how else is he supposed to get his money other than burglarizing people?
I remember that one now. Now I remember that one. Yes, sir.
Yeah. But be all that as may be, the homeowner in question didn't end up facing any charges as a result of it, even though she shot a fleeing burglar in the back. She ended up not facing charges, and there have been a number of other instances that were just like it. So the point here really is that we know what the general rules are of when you can shoot and when you can't. You have to be facing an incipient and real threat, but the fact is that there's a difference between what the law says and how the legal system is going to interpret it. So there's a huge amount of gray area there, and a lot of it comes down to, you know, unfortunately, a lot of it comes down to where you are, because the local police and prosecuting attorneys may, you know, may be disposed to not bring charges in a case like that. They may be disposed to throw the book at you with extreme prejudice.
Right, right.
So unfortunately, there's a lot of gray area there, and enforcement of the law and so on is not necessarily as consistent as, you know, maybe it should be in some instances, but it's, you know, it's all very complicated.
Now, when you're looking at some of these cases, and I never have really looked at them, but I'm just wondering about it, how often is it where you will have, like in Texas, I know in Texas for a while there, they were quite exuberant about going after the open carriers, even though they knew it was legal for them to open carry, and then that opened the door to all kinds of legal interpretation as to what was the way to carry menacingly, because they had to carry a rifle. I mean, when you're looking at that, when you're looking at those kind of things, does it, when you're looking at the individual case where they either throw the book at somebody or just in the case, like this case you're talking about, where they sort of just said, okay, self-defense, kind of, does it sort of seem to matter about the shall issue, may issue, that kind of thing, how prevalent it is, what part of big city versus small city, that kind of thing?
I've never actually looked at it that way. That's really an interesting point. Now I'm going to want to go home and look that all up.
See, there's another article for the Huber blogs.
I'll have to look into that. That is actually a really interesting question. I wish I had more of an answer for you. One thing I do know about the May issue states, believe it or not, those same self defense laws are on the books in most of the May issue states. You know, so a lot of what would be legally justified, you know, what would be considered a legally justified shooting in a shall issue state, often enough is going to be a legally justified shooting in a may issue state, provided they have the similar laws in the book. But, you know, again, a lot of it comes down to, you know, a lot of it really does come down to, you know, the local district attorney or, you know, assistant district attorney and also local police. You know, that's going to determine much more the outcome after a shooting than almost anything else.
We got a few minutes left. Let's see. What do we got? We got 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Let's see what we can do with this. You make the point that carrying a gun concealed is sort of a method of risk management, but it's not. It goes sort of hand in hand with other things that you have to do along the way to manage that risk, doesn't it?
Correct. Carrying a gun is a form of insurance. Okay, because the reason why we carry most often is a gun is something that it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it, just like insurance.
Right.
If I didn't have to or if it wasn't a good idea, I probably wouldn't buy car insurance, you know, and so on and so forth. Well, risk management, you know, so, in other words, it's a form of risk management. So, it's in case of a risk, you know, the risk of a person who poses you a lethal danger. There are other things that can. There are a lot of other things, a lot of other risk management techniques and risk management strategies that you can employ that can reduce the risk that you'll ever be involved in something like a defensive shooting. You know, for instance, avoiding high risk areas. That's a good thing. Having a home security system or leaving your lights on at night. Those are all things. Simply being vigilant. That's another good thing. You know, we can go on about, you know, Jeff Cooper and all the different, all the different conditions, but it's a good idea to remain in condition yellow. You know, relaxed, but alert. The more alert you are to your immediate environment, the much better you're going to be prepared to actually deal with something if it comes along. And so applying a little bit of that kind of thinking, like avoiding high-risk behavior, avoiding high-risk areas, and so on and so forth, can go a long way to ensuring that, you know, you'll never be, or not necessarily ensuring, but reducing the risk that you'll ever be subjected to violent crime. Nothing can guarantee it, but you can definitely reduce the odds, if that makes sense.
Mitigate it. While I'm thinking about it, next week on Thursday and Friday, due to the holidays, I'm going to be letting them run a replay. So would you be available Wednesday evening?
I sure would.
Okay. I will email you about that. That way you'll know when I'm hitting you what's happening Wednesday evening instead of Thursday evening, because I may want to imbibe on the eggnog on Thursday and Friday. I don't know. Alien Gear Holsters, you can find the blog right there on their homepage. There you'll find Sam stuff, Bigfoot Gun Belts, same thing. They have a blog page, excellent stuff. Some of the best, I mean, the blog was what led me to Alien Gear in the first place, just the blog. I kept seeing the articles, kept seeing Sam's stuff up there. This is all good stuff. It's all concealed carry oriented. This is the way to go. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. We'll talk again Wednesday. Hour number three is coming up. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.